We continue our journey through Lent, this being the third Sunday, on the way to Jerusalem and the cross, and our text during this time find us looking in on various interactions between Jesus and the Pharisees, the religious leaders of the day, and folks in various situations of need. This morning, our passage finds Jesus in conflict with the Pharisees over the healing of a man with a withered hand, an event wherein we are able to see contrasted the anger of Jesus and the anger of the Pharisees. It's found in the third chapter of the Gospel according to Mark. If you want to follow along in your pew Bibles, it's on page 35. I will begin with the first verse. I invite you to listen for the Word of God. Again, Jesus entered the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. They watched him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Come forward." Then he said to them, "Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill?" But they were silent. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart, and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him. Friends, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our Lord shall stand forever. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Many of you know that I was a science major in college, so I thought we would conduct a scientific experiment this morning with each person here, all of you being part of the experiment. And I'm sure it is so scientifically provable that it will bear the scrutiny of nary a critic. I'm going to ask a couple of questions, and based on your answers, attempt to draw some conclusions. So are you game? Okay, first question. If you have ever been angry, raise your hand. That looks like about 100%. Second question. Have you ever handled said anger in a manner which you would consider inappropriate? Upon reflection, you could have probably handled your anger a little bit better than you did. Anybody? It looks about 100% again. Maybe you've heard the conversation between two brothers, teenage siblings. The older brother said, "When I'm mad at you, you never fight back. How do you control your anger?" The younger brother says, I clean the bowl." "What bowl?" "The toilet bowl." "Well, how does cleaning the toilet bowl help you with your anger?" "I use your toothbrush." That may stand as an example of you expressing one's anger inappropriately. Final question. Have you ever handled your anger in a manner which you would consider appropriate? Upon reflection, you thought to yourself, "I was angry and I handled it pretty well." Not quite 100%, but it's pretty close, I believe, to draw some conclusions. From your show of hands, I think it is fair to draw the following three conclusions. First, anger is a universal emotion. Everyone at some time or another gets angry. Two, sometimes we handle our anger inappropriately. We either fly off the handle, become aggressive or passive aggressive, often exacerbating the situation. Third, sometimes we handle our anger appropriately in a healthy manner. Thanks for being part of that highly scientific experiment. Yes, indeed, we all experience anger. It is a universal human emotion. Sometimes people do things that make us angry. Sometimes life is not fair and it angers us. As a universal human emotion, all of us have to deal with anger. And sometimes we do so in ways that are helpful to the situation. Sometimes we do so in ways that are hurtful. As you read the Gospels, you notice that Jesus said and did many things which caused the religious leaders of his day to flare up in intense anger. But the thing which seemed to elicit their hottest anger was the way in which Jesus disregarded their traditions, such as the observance of the Sabbath. All sorts of rules had been established for what one could and couldn't do on the Sabbath. So when Jesus healed the man with the withered hand on the Sabbath day, which constituted work, which was forbidden, the Pharisees were greatly incensed by the action, and their anger flamed to fury. In Luke's account of this same story, he says that they were filled with madness. They were so angry. They were filled with madness. And when Jesus perceives their anger, he becomes angry as well. He looked around at them with anger. And yet, you perceive that there is a difference in the anger of the Pharisees and the anger of Jesus. I suspect that some of you are more than a bit surprised, startled even, when we think of Jesus being angry. We often think of Jesus being perfect, sinless, with an aura of purity about him. So when we read about Jesus being angry, when we read about him becoming so irate that he brandishes a whip to drive out the money changers and their animals from the temple, it gives us pause. Why? It gives us pause because we usually think of anger as a vice rather than a virtue. In some places, it's even taught that anger is a weakness. The Bible even warns against anger. In Proverbs, we read, "One given to anger stirs up strife, and the hothead causes much transgression." The Apostle Paul tells us in Colossians to put away anger. And Jesus himself says, if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. So how could Jesus be angry? Isn't that a contradiction? Well, of course not, because we know that there are times when our anger is entirely justified. In fact, there are times when we should be angry, when anger is the faithful response to a particular situation. And it is this dynamic which is revealed in our passage this morning. There is a vast difference in the anger of the Pharisees and the anger of Jesus. The Pharisees, you see, are angry because Jesus heals a man on the Sabbath, which they perceive as an insult, as an affront. How dare he? He needs to be put in his place. Ever felt that way? Of course you have. How like the Pharisees are we? Am I from time to time? When we get angry, often our instinct is to hurt, to wound, to give pain. I'll show that SOB. He'll be sorry he ever met me. We become vindictive, cruel, revengeful. We seek to strike at the heart of another with a sharp dagger. Is it not true that when we are angry, we often lay awake at night trying to think of cutting things, unkind things to say to the person at whom we are angry? We want to make them suffer. The more we can hit them where it hurts, the deeper shame and humiliation we can cast upon them, the better. Often we are so eager to get revenge that we speak without regard to the truth. How many lives have been lost because someone has given in to a sudden burst of anger? Unfortunately, this selfish, vindictive anger, which has the intent of hurting someone else, ends up hurting ourselves most of all. We dwell on it. It keeps us up at night. It has the tendency to consume us, and such is unhealthy. Anger can be a healthy emotion, but when it becomes selfish and vindictive, it is debilitating. Jesus looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart. Here is a different kind of anger. Here is righteous anger. Here is anger blended with grief. As he looked about and witnessed the hypocrisy and hatred and anger of the Pharisees, he becomes angry, but his anger springs from the right motive. It is born of love. Jesus knows that the attitude of the Pharisees is robbing them of the abundant life God offers. So his anger is mingled with grief and pity. He was angry that they would care more for their observance of the law than they would for a fellow human being, but he also grieved because they would care more for their observance of the law than for another human being, as he knew it kept them from experiencing life in all its fullness. You know, a curious thing about Jesus, he didn't get that angry when he himself was wronged. When he was invited to the home of a prominent Pharisee and treated with little less than contempt, he acted with compassion. When Peter denied that he even knew who he was, Jesus forgave and restored him. When Jesus was convicted and crucified on the cross, he prayed that those who had done this to him might be forgiven. But what set Jesus off was when he witnessed injustice being done to a child of God. Jesus became angry when he saw religious leaders unmindful or blind to human value. He blazed forth with righteous indignation when he saw the privileged taking advantage of the weak, when he saw religious folk robbed from widows' houses and then try to atone for their actions by praying long prayers or using pious words, when he saw the rich getting richer and the poor languishing in poverty, his eyes flashed with holy and divine anger. Friends, those who would follow Jesus today must have this same sort of anger, a divine anger which is tinctured with love and compassion, a holy anger which is directed at evil. We who would follow Jesus must be angry when so many treat faith as a trifle, thus mocking the sacrifice of Christ. We who would follow Jesus must blaze with anger when we witness injustice being done to one of God's children. Jesus' anger, you see, was a righteous anger because it sought a righteous end. Human anger often wishes to hurt, to punish, whereas divine anger wishes to help, to redeem. Always when Jesus became angry, it grew from his passionate love of God and his desire to help people, to heal and uplift and bring life. Jesus' anger blazed against injustice and wrong and evil. The day he looked at the Pharisees with anger, he was grieved because of the hardness of heart. But he did not hate them. He did not seek revenge. Rather, he sought to help and to heal. Friends, anger is an appropriate response in the face of injustice and unfair treatment. It protects us from allowing people to walk all over us and others and be taken advantage of. We should be angry when people that we trust are deceptive. We should be angry when people are victims of hate and intolerance. We should be angry when people are relegated as second-class citizens. We should be motivated. Our anger should motivate us to act for justice and equality and honesty and integrity. People like Martin Luther King Jr. and others showed us how to work for these things without letting the anger eat us alive and without lashing out in unproductive violence and provocation. So as followers of Jesus, people who have anger as a universal emotion, let us be wise in our anger management, praying that the heart of Jesus might be revealed in us, even through our anger. Let us pray. Oh Lord, we thank you for the emotions, the passions that make us human. We thank you for the gift of anger, and help us to get angry at the right things. Help us to get as angry as at issues of injustice and unfairness as we are at the person who cuts us off in traffic. May our anger be a righteous anger that blazes in the face of injustice through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.